Good morning, everyone. Just a quick reminder, silence your mobile devices if you've got them on. Good morning. Today is February 20th, 2021. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Join me in item number two, today's Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving on to item number three is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? So a reminder for folks that are phoning in, you can use the raise your hand feature on Zoom or star 6 to unmute yourself and star 9 to raise your hand. Again, do we have any public comment? All right, not seeing any. That brings us on to item number 4. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for the February 20th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the agenda?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
Good to go. Thank you.
County Manager Osborne, are there any changes to the agenda? How about public comments? Anybody have any public comment about the items on today's agenda? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 5 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, good to go. Thank you.
How about public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 6, this discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of resolution number 24-720, recognizing and commending a Story County employee who has served 10 years of service to the county. Randy? Hi.
Good morning, Commissioners. Brandy Lopez for the record. Today we are honoring
David Duke.
The proposed resolution recognizes and commends Story County employee who has fulfilled 10 years of service to the county. We appreciate and thank him for his continued service
to the city stopped.
And stakeholders of the county.
Brady, hold on for just a
minute. That was summary to AI.
Gotcha.
And are asking you to approve this resolution to show our appreciation. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Brandy. Are you done?
Yeah.
Throw me off here. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
No questions. Thank you.
Public comment? Not seeing any?
So this is going to Dave Duke, but he could not be present today. So Sheriff Collin is accepting on his behalf.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I think I need to make a motion to approve it.
Yeah.
So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-720, recognizing and commending a Story County employee, namely David Duke, who has served 10 years of service to the county.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Please pass along thanks to Dave for his service to the county. Thank you, Sheriff. All right, moving on to item number 7, this is discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of resolution number 24-721, recognizing and commending a Story County employee who has served 15 years or more of service to the county. Randy?
So this proposed resolution recognizes and commends a Story County employee who has provided 15 or more years of service to the county. We appreciate and thank him for his continued service to the citizens, businesses, and stakeholders of the county, and are asking you to approve this resolution to show our appreciation.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brandy. Commissioner Goodman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Brandy, do you want to go ahead and read the resolution so we know who it is?
Oh, the resolution is for Frank Valdez.
All right. Vice Chairman, care to entertain a motion?
I'm happy to do that. Would you like me to read the resolution?
Sure.
Oh, yes. Is that all right?
Okay. Yes, we'll put it.
So this is resolution number 24-721, a resolution honoring 15 or more years of service to Story County. Whereas the aforementioned member, Frank Valdez, of the Story County team has provided 15 or more years of service to the community of Story County. Whereas the aforementioned is dedicated to his job and duties to the community of Story County, and whereas the aforementioned is gracious and giving of his time and expertise, therefore, let it be known to all that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby commend and honor the aforementioned member of the Story County team for dedication and service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 20th day of February, 2024. Passed and adopted today. So I'll go ahead and make a motion. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-721, recognizing and commending a Story County employee who has served 15 or more years of service to the county.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brandy.
Again, Frank could not be with us, so Sheriff is accepting on his behalf.
Sheriff, again, please pass those words over. Thank you, Frank. Thanks to Frank. Thank you, Brandy. All right, moving on to item number 8. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to kick things off at the Sheriff's Office. All right, thank you, Sheriff. How about the Fire Protection District?
Nothing today.
All right, how about Public Works?
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Worsbaker for the record. Just a couple exciting updates. We're finally, we received our F-600 plow this morning. That's been on order for a little over a year and a half. And our second snow blower hit the semi in Quebec City, Canada, en route to here as of yesterday. Now, Taylor Street's moving along pretty well. Of course, a little snagged with the dusting of snow that we received yesterday, but that's all I have.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Goodman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
Thank you, Jason. No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Jason, I had a few people asking if we had a rough idea of when Taylor Street's going to be completed. I know it's certainly subject to weather and all of that, but if everything goes well, kind of best case scenario? Or
We have a project timeline of 90 days from when they started on the 12th, so
okay.
More than likely it'll be a lot less than that, but we gave him 90 days for this show.
Thank you.
Cover all bases.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions for you, Jason. Just appreciate all the work you guys are doing out there. Glad to hear the snowblower is on its way.
Yeah.
Thank Hopefully you. It won't snow for another 2 years.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Best case.
How about operations and project coordinator, Mike Northern?
He is out on field. He is one.
All right. Austin, do you want to do Laura's update now or do you want to wait till yours?
I'll leave that to you, Mr. Chair.
Go for it.
Mr. Chairman, Austin Osborne, on behalf of Laura Mather, she wanted to let you all know that her and Commissioner Mitchell had gone to Washington, D.C., Kent had met with Rosen's office, Cortez Masto's office, and Amade's office, and had presented to them Story County's 2025 funding requests for various projects and federal appropriations. She also wanted to let you all know and appreciates working with Commissioner Mitchell on a dinner that the county hosted in Washington that was able to bring folks from Washoe County and the state and other people that were attending as well, and to really talk about issues of regional concern and matters and what the county's doing and work with all various issues. I'm sure Commissioner Mitchell will have a few things he'd like to share with regard to that, but that's what Laura has at this point.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, Austin.
Ms. Sherman, do you want to add anything or ask Austin any questions?
No, I'll wait till board comments.
All right. Thank you. I don't have any questions either, Austin. Thank you. How about the administrative officer, Honey Coughlin?
Good morning, Honey Coughlin, administrative officer for the record. We are making some very good progress on the HUD. I call it HUD. It's not the Lockwood Senior Center project. HUD seems to overshadow everything that has happened with that. So that's what I've officially made it stick in my head. But we, Stacy York and Mike Northern and I met with Loomis and Associates and CME, who is our construction managers for the project. And we have a groundbreaking date. So we are going to have a groundbreaking ceremony on May 1st. And Laura Mather will be reaching out to the our lobbyist, who will be reaching out to the senators who supported this project to make sure that they and their staff will be able to be involved in whatever manner that they are able. Also, we will be holding a town hall for the residents of Lockwood on April 18th at 5:30. And that will be just to let them know what the traffic situation is going to look like as you know, the trucks and stuff are moving in. And so we encourage everyone to attend that who may have concerns with the project that will be going on. And the good news is it's projected that the project isn't going to take as long to do as it was what we were estimating prior. After the groundbreaking, essentially, it could be roughly 14 months for the entire project to be completed. So we are looking at, you know, making good progress through fiscal year 25 and maybe even being completed by June of next year, if all things go well. There are, you know, just a couple of the supply chain issues that seem to plague every project, and that is usually with the electrical panel boxes and things of that nature. So that is very good news that this project is actually making headway, and there was also headway made in our reporting system with HUD, and so everything now is kind of smoothing out, and that is very happy. Also, I wanted to say, I know I get up here and I get to say all the good things that happen and all the grant funding that is being brought into the county, and I'm kind of the face that goes along with these projects at the moment, but there really is a, you know, our entire team is behind all of this and works countless hours in helping do all this, like Kathy Canfield and Mike Northern and Stacy York and Laura Mather and Jason Worsbecky. Everybody spends hours on these projects, and none of this could be complete without all of us just working as a team together. So I just want to thank all of the staff that have been helping me. It feels like sometimes, you know, hourly and reaching out with emails, and I know it can get frustrating, but these huge projects are so many integral parts, and everyone's really stepped up and just trying to make these projects move forward swiftly for our community. And I just really appreciate the backing that I've had from our team. And that is the end of my report.
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Honey?
A nice report, Honey, and thank you for recognizing all the hard work from everybody. Sometimes it goes unsaid what happens behind the curtain, but it's an amazing what a team it takes to make all this happen. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Thanks, Honey. I appreciate the update.
Thank you. Moving right along to the planning department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. I don't have anything right now, but I do have something on the agenda later.
All right. How about Adam is here? No, Adam's not there.
Or Stacy.
All right. How about the VCTC, Todd Tuttle?
Good morning, Don Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. Just follow through with our VCTC board meeting, which is held February 8th. As we receive new members of the board, Erica Perry will continue as the chairperson. Jake Carmona will continue as vice president or vice chairman. And Deborah Hayward, Paul Hoyle, and Gretchen Lavish have been welcomed back to the board, and we're happy to progress and move forward with the board as it now stands. Be aware that the event calendars are available and been out for about a month now. Those that are interested in having one, please check with the visitor center if you'd like to have one for your store or merchant or any kind of area. Coming up on the 12th of March will be the Mix and Mingle at Piper's Opera House at 6 p.m. On the 14th will be the Virginia City Tourism Commission board meeting here in the county courthouse at 10 o'clock. And on Saturday, the 16th, the Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry will begin at 11 o'clock. We also will have the St. Patrick's Day Parade that will start at 12 o'clock. And we'll have St. Patty's Made Me Do It Saloon Crawl beginning shortly after the parade to follow. That evening at Piper's Opera House, we'll be having a comedian act performing. So quite a bit going on as we introduce the new events coming into 2024. Mark on the calendars, April 10th for the father-daughter day and dance. Again, we'll hold three dances. Most of them always sell out. So if you're interested in attending, get your tickets in early. That is my report.
Thank you for that report, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
No questions. Thank you, Todd.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Thanks again, Todd.
Thank you.
How about the Comptroller's Office?
Good morning. Nothing at this time. I have an item later to discuss.
Thank you, Jennifer. How about the Assessor's Office? I saw you pop in.
Nothing today, thank you.
Thank you, Jana. All right. How about the Recorder's Office? All right. Thank you, Drew. IT Department, I believe I saw James up there. Maybe not. How about human resources?
Good morning once again, Brandy Lopez for the record. I just wanted to give an update about our new program that we're trying to get implemented in the HR department to offer new employees or the applicants the opportunity to apply for online applications for the office for online positions. They are currently, we only accept paper ones. We had to put a pause on it for a short time due to unforeseen circumstances, but I wanted to let everyone know that we're back up and going and we should have everything, the first implementation of it going probably the beginning to mid-May. Any questions?
Nope. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Brandy?
No questions. Thank you, Brandy.
Vice Chairman?
Brandy, I just wanted to confirm there's some people who are interested in some of the jobs and they knew that they could come pick up an application in person currently right now. There is a place for them to download them off the website currently and yes. Print it out themselves.
Yes.
It was a little tough to find, but I think it was under the sub menu heading. And then there's a place that talks about that application when you're looking at the listing of jobs.
Right.
And so anyway, I don't know if maybe we want to put out something through our social media or something that just lets people know, because right now it's a little tough to find in the navigation. So,
okay.
So I think that would be helpful. Hopefully we get more people applying.
All right. Thank you, Vice Chairman. Thank you, Brandy, for that update. Mm-hmm. I have no questions for me. How about community development? Pete Renaud.
Nothing new to add today.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Stacy. Mm-hmm. I see the judge back there. Do you have any updates for us today, Judge?
No.
All right. Well, we appreciate seeing you. The DA's office.
Nothing at this time. Later on the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. County manager.
I don't have anything. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
How about Clerk Treasurer Hindle?
Jim Hindle, clerk treasurer, for the record, and nicely spaced to only give me 8 minutes, make sure I don't wander. I just want to bring up two issues. One that people may have heard on the news this weekend, the Secretary of State's recording and reporting website had an issue with how they were reporting mail ballots received and counted. That was a glitch in their system. And I just want to assure everybody that the Story County system, the integrity, the accuracy and correctness of that is has not been compromised and has been maintained. So everything that we have in our record for all the people who called in or emailed saying that they see that their mail ballot was received and counted when they're holding it in their hand at their home. We've looked those up and the Secretary of State has acknowledged that it was an issue with how they interpreted the code and the information being sent from the county. So I want to make sure everybody is aware of it and that they can be confident that the results we reported from the presidential primary are accurate per the count we conducted here and concluded on the 12th canvass last Thursday, and that their mail ballots, if they did not participate, they're holding their ballot in the hand, that all should be corrected and that information should be accurate as of the close of today. And that the Secretary of State was working on that. We had many calls over the weekend to get that figured out and make sure that we were able to communicate correctly to people. The second thing I want to say is that the Secretary of State is implementing a new website for candidate filing. The candidate filing for the June primary. Now that we're concluding the presidential primary, we're going right into the next election cycle. Candidate filing for the June primary will open up on March 4th and run through the 15th. You candidates, people who are interested in candidacy can, of course, come to the clerk's office and will have to finalize any application with the clerk's office. But the Secretary of State is activating a new online system for candidate filing to get the paperwork done ahead of time and then come in and finalize it here at the courthouse with the clerk. We will be working with Abby Agency to get that information out on social media. We will put that link up on the Story County website under elections information. That's under the clerk's page. And it is also available right now for review. Candidates can't file yet, but you can go online to the Secretary of State's election page under the 2024 election information, and you can see this new link for candidate filing. That's what I've got.
Thank you, Jim. Let's hope their new website feature works better than it did for the primary election.
Yes.
But anyway, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Ms. Tindall, this is a point of clarification. This new online candidate filing, is that both for local and state level offices?
It is for all the way through when you have to file with the state. So it's sent it all the way down. But the completion of candidate filing for Story County offices still must be completed with the Story County Clerk's office.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Jim. Appreciate the update. We have about 4 minutes before our hearing is supposed to start. Did I forget anybody or somebody wants to give an update that I did not call on? All right. Not seeing any. And we're just going to hang tight here for a few minutes before the public hearing starts. I don't really want to start another agenda item. Yes.
10:01.
I think I said 10:01.
Oh.
Terrible. I'm like, I can't believe how she would do this. Every year is my second year. You heard about this? They're offering a winning team for you.
It is 10:30 again on Tuesday, February 20th. We're going to go ahead and open up this public hearing. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. This is a public hearing, 10:30 for ordinance or bill number 139, ordinance number 24327. It is an ordinance adding Article 3, District Number 2 to Chapter 3.50 of the Story County Code, creating Story Economic Diversification District Number 2 and providing for other properly related matters. I just want to remind us all and the public that we did hear this item on February 6th at a commission meeting, on February 15th on a special commission meeting, and of course today. There are some amendments I'd like to go over with you in the draft ordinance that we had been working together to make a couple final adjustments. There is a copy online as well as a copy in the back of the room for the public. And if you would like, Mr. Chairman, I'll go over each of these line by line or page by page where there are changes.
All right.
All right. The draft you have in front of you is for today. And the first change will be to subsection 3.50.330. You will notice that subsections A, B, C, D, and E have strikeout on them. We are still having some challenges with the formatting in the document. Those should not be stricken out. So they should be assumed to be existing, those letters, as well as all the corresponding language with them. The next amendment is in subsection 7. This is where it says test area. There is area that is stricken out. That area, that strikeout will disappear. That will not be in there. The rest of the language will be as it is. And then there is adjustments on section 3.50.350. And that is, you will see there's some green and that says on or after with a blank. We had reached out to the Governor's Office of Economic Development to confirm a date. That should read, I'll start with the whole sentence to make it clear. Being a long sentence, I'm going to start at the beginning. For the purposes of carrying out the acquisition, improvement, development, and equipping of the project within District Number 2, and the funding of certain expenses related to the project, Story County determines to pledge and does hereby irrevocably pledge to grant to the lead participant amount equal to the proceeds of all sales and use taxes imposed on or owed by each participant in the project with regard to tangible personal property purchased for use in District Number 2 or store, use, or otherwise consumed in District Number 2 by a participant in a transaction occurring on, here's the change, on or after December 1, 2023, which, and then on or after July 1, 2024 is to be stricken out. That date is not applicable. And then continues subject to sales and use tax, et cetera. At the very end of that paragraph, you notice where it says verifying with GoEd. That needs to go away. That's just a note. On section 3.50.360, that paragraph is fine, except verifying with GoEd in the parentheses. That is going to be removed. And then for section 3.50.370, there is a date in the preamble. It says the reimbursement payments may be used to defray any of the following costs incurred by, on or behalf of, or for the benefit of the lead participant by any participant in District Number 2 without mentioning minor details, on or after, it should be December 1, 2023, and then July 1, 2024 should be removed. And then the words verifying with GoEd taxation with parentheses also should be removed as they were just removed. Those are all the changes that we recommend in this document at this point. Mr. Chairman, a couple notes of order here on this. One, I just want to really thank our team once again, particularly the District Attorney's Office, Brian Brown, our Deputy DA, Ann Langer, our District Attorney, Sheriff Cullen and Eric Kern from the Sheriff's Office, Jennifer McCain, our Comptroller, and others that were involved in helping us make sure this is all put together to meet the needs of all of us. I do want to ask that I read the entire ordinance title into the record and then proceed to any questions or concerns that you all have.
That works for me, Austin.
All right. The title is an ordinance adding Article 3, District Number 2 to Chapter 3.50 to the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2 and providing for other properly related matters. This is Bill Number 139, Ordinance Number 24-327.
Thank you again, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I have no questions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions for Austin. I just maybe just to make sure that everything's all buttoned up, if we could confirm with the lead applicant that those changes are all okay with them. I don't anticipate there's any issue, but everything good.
It's fine. Vice Chairman Mitchell, I do want to note that Chris Riley and his team from Tesla are present with us. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for attending.
All right. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Anybody on Zoom have any questions or comments at this time?
Yes, just to close.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. There's a motion.
Yep.
All right. Vice Chairman, you're here to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing on the proposed Bill Number 139, Ordinance Number 24-327.
I second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Austin.
You're welcome.
On to item number 11, discussion for possible action. Second reading of Bill Number 139, Ordinance Number 24-327, an ordinance adding Article 3, District Number 2 to Chapter 3.5 to the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2 and providing for other properly related matters. County Manager?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. Just want to remind us that on February 6th, we had held a hearing to discuss this matter. February 15th as well. And then we had just held a 10:30 hearing on this matter just prior to this item. During the 10:30 hearing, we had made adjustments to the draft and that the board motioned at that point to close the public hearing. But I just want to ask that any motion made in approval of second reading would incorporate those changes that were referenced during the 10:30 public hearing. I would ask that I read the ordinance title into the record of what we have in front of us today. And I just want to once again say thank you to our team and working together to put this together. And for the record, Tesla representatives are also present in the room. If you'd like, I'll proceed to reading the ordinance title, and I've checked with legal counsel. It does not appear that I need to go through all of those amendments again as we did it during the 10:30 hearing.
All right, go for it.
All right, the title, this is Bill number 139, Ordinance number 24-327. The title is an ordinance amending Article 3, District number 2 to Story County Code 3.50. Sorry, let me say that again. An ordinance adding Article 3, District number 2 to Chapter 3.50 of the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District number 2 and providing for other properly related matters.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Ms. Sherman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Are there any comments from the public? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of Bill number 139, Ordinance number 24-327, adding Article 3, District number 2 to Chapter 3.50 to the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District number 2, to incorporate the changes noted during the public hearing and providing for other properly related matters.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Austin. On item number 12, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve the governmental services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District number 2, also known as EDD2, between Story County and Tesla, defraying county costs, providing law enforcement, administration, infrastructure, and other services to EDD2. This item was heard at the February 6, 2024 and February 15, 2024 board meetings for public discussion and continued to this meeting for possible action. County Manager?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. I just want to put for the record that Tesla and their team are here available ready to speak if they have any questions. I do want to thank once again our team, our district attorney's office, our fiscal team, and the sheriff's office for working together and creating this complex document will be a 10-year discussion. There have been amendments to this document that have occurred since the last time we spoke, which is February 6th and February 15th. Those changes are at the back of the room for the public. They are posted online, as well as Clerk Treasurer Hindle also has the document available that we can look at today if we need to. Those changes to the most recent draft, I think it's necessary that I go through them with you one by one so it's clear, especially for the people on Zoom, what is occurring. If you'd like, Mr. Chairman, I'll begin now.
Please.
Okay. So the draft you should have in front of you from, it says 02-19-24B. It's a clean draft. And I'm going to go to the third page in. This is subsection 5. And there is a chart associated with subsection 5. And the new change in there would just be to add a column to the right and put the actual amount that Tesla would be paying Story County for the traffic signal at $1,700,000. That would be in the fiscal year 25-26 row. And then another change to that chart would be a subtotal, of course, would be below that at the same number, $1.7 million. The total amount that would be paid to the county would be $15,068,039. The next change is under subsection 5D. You'll notice blue language in italics that just says the second line down, meet upon the request by either party to evaluate and redetermine of Tesla's annual fee. And then the next paragraph below that, factors which the parties must is stricken out and replaced with may consider. I'm going to go to the subsection 8A. This last sentence on that, you will notice adverse to the county is replaced with adverse to other party. Subsection B of that, right below that, you'll notice that there is strikeout. Adjudging Tesla is stricken out and changed with a party. And then below that also of Tesla is replaced with a party. And then down at the second to last sentence, or assignee of the Tesla is, or assignee of the party or a party. And then the last one, you also see winding up or liquidation of Tesla would be changed to a party. Going to the last paragraph in that subsection, upon occurrence of an event of default here under, the county would be replaced with the non-offending party. And then in the middle of the paragraph, in the event Tesla is stricken out and replaced with the offending party. And then after within 60 days, the county would be changed to the non-offending party. We're going to go to page 7. This is subsection 14. It says this agreement may be executed on one or more of the counterparts and then add in electronic format and then H. That would allow this to be an electronically approved document. Under 19, dispute resolution, toward the middle of the paragraph, you'll notice some modifications. And I'll just say the parties will strike out attempt to mediate the dispute and replace with the parties will proceed to non-binding mediation. On subsection 20, entire agreement, this is going to be stricken out. This agreement is the entire agreement of the parties and supersedes all other bar negotiations, whether written or oral. It's going to be replaced with this agreement constitutes the entire agreement between the parties. This agreement shall run concurrently with and or if any pre-existing agreement and is not intended to supersede or replace any prior written agreement between the parties. As a reminder, there is still another agreement in place. This will not replace it or have anything to do with it. There is an exhibit A. You will notice there is a Beat 7 map embedded in that. At the request of Tesla and working in concert with the Sheriff's Office, we have made some adjustments to the north boundary of that to follow more closely with the county line. Other than that, the Beat 7 map remains unchanged. And then the next page in Exhibit B, under subsection B, electric Milan traffic signal, there is the addition of the last sentence. The payment will be made to the county upon completion of the project. The remainder of this document should be unchanged, other than there is some formatting we're still working out in the document. And you'll notice that the exhibits where it says exhibit C, you know, and then there's an image below it that should be knocked down to the following page. I think that's pretty understandable. I just want to make note of it. Those are the changes we have to the government services agreement. At this point, I'm happy to answer any questions and hear any comments from you or the public.
Thank you for that, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Sherman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. I just have a comment or two, but I think I'll wait until and see if there are any questions or what have you, if that's all right.
All right. Is there any, are there any questions from the public regarding item number 12? Not seeing any. Do you want to help those now?
Yeah, if it's all right.
Yeah, please.
I mean, my comment was just this. You know, I know a lot of this feels like inside baseball. It's technical agreements. It's complex. There's a lot going on here. And I'm extremely grateful for our team that's worked on this, as well as Tesla and the other partners in this. I think the thing that I don't want to get lost is that this is a really big deal. And it's a point of pride for us that we get to partner with Tesla and the other applicants to do really big things here in our county. And so I'm, again, just very grateful for all the work that's gone into it. I know it's a twisting, winding path. It's not easy to get there to make sure that we've covered everything that needs to be covered. But I'm really thankful for all of that work that's been done on both sides. So that's my comment, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Well said, Vice Chairman. Not seeing any public comment, not seeing any more questions. Would you care to entertain a motion?
I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the government services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2, or EDD2, between Story County and Tesla, Inc., defraying county costs, providing law enforcement, administration, infrastructure, and other services to EDD2.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Well, thank you again for that, Austin. Moving on to item number 13, this discussion for possible action. Discussion and consider possible action to approve a cooperative agreement between Story County and the State of Nevada Department of Taxation, specifying the dates and procedure for distribution of Story County to Story County of the Economic Diversification District Number 2 revenues pledged pursuant to Ordinance Number 24-327 and the reimbursement agreement with Tesla. Austin.
Attorney Brian Brown is going to handle this matter for the District Attorney's Office.
All right. Welcome, Brian.
Good morning, Commissioner. Brian Brown for the record. Before you today is a cooperative agreement between Story County and the State of Nevada, specifically the Department of Taxation. Without getting into all the details in the agreement, basically, this is the understanding that the state will accept our pledges as we outlined in the code that you just adopted under Chapter 350. And it describes the process and methodologies that the state and Story County will use to ensure that the sales and use tax abatements are processed and returned to Tesla. With that, if you have any questions about the document, it is virtually identical except for the dates, effective dates. The methodology between the state and Story County will remain the same moving forward as it did in the prior agreement with the state of Nevada.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Brian?
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
I'm sorry, I do have one that just came up on the staff summary. I'm wondering if it says that distributions pursuant to this agreement will cease on June 30th, 2035. Is that possibly left over from the last agreement? Or is that the correct amount? Or is that the correct amount of time for this agreement here?
Yeah, the correct agreement is the staff report and the summary is incorrect. The correct date is contained in the agreement on page paragraph 3.
Thank you. I thought I saw that was a different date. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, can move to approve a cooperative agreement between Story County and the State of Nevada Department of Taxation specifying the dates and procedure for distribution to Story County of Economic Diversification District Number 2, revenues pledged pursuant to Ordinance Number 24-327 and a reimbursement agreement with Tesla.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brian. On to number 14. This is discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible consideration approving a reimbursement agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2 pursuant to Ordinance Number 24-327 between Story County and Tesla, Inc. and other properly related matters. County Manager?
Attorney Brown will also handle this matter from the District Attorney's Office.
Good morning again, Commissioners. For the record, Brian Brown, Deputy District Attorney. Before you again is another agreement. This is the reimbursement agreement between Story County and Tesla, which effectuates the manner in which they will receive their abatements. There are a couple changes to the text of the document, nothing of substance. We believe if you look on paragraph one of the first page, it's would be correctly Tesla Motors, or excuse me, Tesla, Inc. instead of Tesla Motors, Inc. So we will be making that change before final execution. Also on that same page, under paragraph four, there's some language that was added that has been stricken out. That will be out. That was a red line, and it's still in the document that's before you, but that language will not be included in the final document that is executed. If you move on to page two, the date, which is the blank, it's a lead from paragraph one or page one to two. We've recently received confirmation from the governor's office that date that'll be contained in there is December 1st of 2023, and that will be added prior to signature. And then if you look on page four of the agreement, paragraph G, there is again a strikeout where we were correcting dates based upon information we obtained by the state. With those changes, this document is very similar again to the agreement that we reached with Tesla last time, with just more specification related to EDD2 as opposed to the first agreement with Tesla.
Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No, sir. No questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the reimbursement agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2, pursuant to Ordinance Number 24-327 between Story County and Tesla, to include the changes noted on the record and other properly related matters.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brian. On to item number 15, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval directing the comptroller to notify the Nevada Department of Taxation of the property tax rate the Story County Board of Commissioners proposed to levy for fiscal year 24 through 25. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. This is usually an administrative or general housekeeping agenda item. However, with Commissioner Mitchell's request in previous meeting to look into the possibilities for lowering tax rate or finding a way to work around that, I've included two possible letters to taxation instead of just the one. The first letter is the usual letter that we send stating that there will be no change in the tax rate. The second letter is, yes, there will be a change and the tax rate is left blank, awaiting the board's decision. I've done a little bit of research on this, not as much as I have found out that I probably should. My first step was contacting the Nevada Department of Taxation for some information on lowering the tax rate. I fully expected them to say we don't have time this year. However, after talking with Kelly Langley and Evelyn Berrigan, that was not the case, but I did learn some very helpful information for us, and I have come to decide that we are not prepared to do this. Kelly explained to me that there are really three elements used to calculate people's taxes. That's our tax rate, which is 3.46. The tax caps, which are 3% for residential and 8% for commercial, and which then calculate and come into the abatements. These calculations all work together to make sure that local governments have sufficient funds to properly fund our critical safety departments and the administrative departments that are needed to run the county. Her theory was that lowering our tax rate would in turn lower the abatements, which would result in not significantly lowering any amounts that our property owners pay. She suggested that I work with our clerk treasurer to run the pro forma with different tax rates, which Jim did for us. This is information that is collected from the assessor's office, and Jim calculates this report, and then it is sent off to taxation for further evaluation. Unfortunately, I'm not really at that stage to know what they do with it. Regardless, we had run the pro forma with the current tax rate and then a few others. Those are all included in your packet. And after reviewing all of this information, I really came to the conclusion that Kelly's theory was correct. However, the one glitch that we did find that is going to take a little bit more investigation on our part is we can only adjust certain allocations of the tax rate. Other ones are set by statute or they're not our tax rates. So we chose to just lower the general fund and see where that went to get the quickest idea if her theory was correct. So as you can see in your packet, initially with the 3.4607, which is our current rate, the abatements are approximately $10 million and our tax revenue is estimated at $39 million. However, it's important to note again that these have not been vetted by taxation. These are just internal calculations. And when we jump to the lowest tax rate that we put in was taking the general fund from 1.77 to just 1%, makes our total tax rate 2.689. The abatements are significantly reduced. They're reduced by 67%. However, when you look at the revenue collected, that is only reduced by 10%. This creates kind of a reverse distribution of what we thought. Those abatements are anything that's over the tax cap. So our property owners need to still pay the rates that are given with those tax caps. Again, I'm at a point now where I can't explain that any further. Kelly has offered and will talk to any of us, and I will continue to talk to her to be educated on this. But the way we view how the pro formas came out is the benefactors of highest tax reduction are going to be our commercial property owners, not our residents. The amount our residents most likely will see in their tax bill is going to be negligible at best. Further compounding this is only lowering the county's portion. We are not lowering their taxes by the same amount that we are lowering the tax rate, because those others will still stay at the percentage that they need to, because they're set by others than us. So it all has to work together in the puzzle. In this scenario that we created with lowering only the general fund, our general fund, which supports our sheriff and communications and all the other administrative offices that support those safety departments, as well as supporting the fire district, are going to be the ones its budgets are going to have to be decreased the most because of this drop in the revenue. That furthermore, Kelly's biggest advice that I took to heart was, if you don't understand the tax rate, you have no business changing it. I, for one, do not understand this tax rate enough to give you any solid advice as your comptroller. Therefore, with that and with Kelly's theory proven, as far as I'm concerned, your staff's recommendation is to not change the tax rate for the coming fiscal year. It's my opinion that we need to do significantly more research. We need to obtain more education, and we really need to sit back and see what the Tesla abatements are going to do to our taxes before we try to make any significant changes. I ultimately agree with her theory that the calculations are set up to ensure that county governments have enough money to perform the services that we're dedicated to support, and that what makes up these calculations, those three prongs that we talked about earlier, that's set by state. And without getting some of that involved, again, my recommendation is that we move forward. However, I'm open to any further discussion. I will try to answer whatever questions you might have. But now I'd like to just open this up to a little bit further discussion and have you guide me where you want to go.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Goodman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer at this time?
My thoughts are is that I certainly agree with staff, and we could have some very unintended consequences making major changes at this point to the tax rates. I believe I would be correct, and I certainly stand by to be corrected, but I do not believe that we have increased the tax rate on our folks here in the county, our residents, the entire time that I have been a commissioner in Story County. I don't believe we have increased the tax rate in the plus or minus 12 years that I've been in the seat. And I certainly believe that that represents quite an interesting benefit to all of the folks that we represent and take care of financially. We're not proposing, at my understanding, we're not proposing an increase in our tax rate this year. And it appears to me to be the proper decision. That's where I would stand, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions, comments?
I have just one question. Comptroller McCain, when you're talking about, in this context, abatements, you're not referring necessarily to the economic development abatements that are given out per se, but more specifically to abatements that are put in place because of the tax caps that are in place. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's exactly it. Yes, I'm not talking about any extra abatements, whether it's the previous items or LEED abatements or special energy abatements. This is strictly the 3% and the 8% that the state has imposed on our taxes, on what our property owners can see an increase in their bill.
Perfect. Thank you. So, to help our district attorney rest easy, I'm going to note that the agenda item here is specific to the tax rate and sending a letter to the Department of Taxation. I certainly appreciate all of this work. I think there's maybe more conversation to be had, but I really don't see any benefit into rushing into making a change at this point, as we haven't really been able to examine this from all the different angles. And so I'm supportive of keeping the tax rate the same for this next year.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, approve the Comptroller to inform the Nevada Department of Taxation that the Story County Board of Commissioners proposed to levy a property tax rate of 3.4607.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, I may have forgotten the last few words, and just for clarification, that tax rate would be for the fiscal year of 2024-2025.
All right.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure that we were clear.
Well, we're going to need to do it over again.
I want to make sure Jennifer comments on that positively.
That is correct. It's for the next fiscal year beginning July 1, 2024.
24-25, that's what you said. Okay.
Yeah, I just neglected to say it at the end there. I didn't say anything, and so I wanted to make sure that we're not that's what we're referring to specifically.
All right. Motion has been made. Commissioner Gilman again. Do we have a second?
You have a second.
All right. Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. On to item number 16. Discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of non-budgeted expenses in the amount of $9,988.75 to purchase new preliminary breath tests, also known as PBT devices, for sheriff's office, patrol deputies, and detention facility. This expense should have no effect on the budget, as the funds are to be reimbursed to the sheriff's office by the Joining Forces grant program. Fiscal year 24 and or 25 budget adjustment will be made to correct a possible current year budget overage. If the reimbursement is not received in the current fiscal year, Comptroller has reviewed and approved the purchase. Gentlemen?
Sheriff Cullen, for the record, I just wanted to say before Dave puts his presentation on that we brought in the Joining Forces program last year as a way to help with traffic crashes and pay deputies overtime for when they're out there working. Deputy Ranson has taken it upon himself to really promote this program. And last year in Las Vegas, we were able to earn this grant through the Joining Forces program. And I just wanted to commend Deputy Ranson on his efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff Cullen. Good morning. My name is Deputy Dave Ranson, Story County Sheriff's Office, for the record. As Sheriff Cullen was saying, in early 2023, the Story County Sheriff's Office became re-involved with Joining Forces, which is a multi-jurisdictional law enforcement program that promotes statewide enforcement in the areas of impaired or distracted driving, pedestrian safety, speeding, and seatbelt use. In September of 2023, the Story County Sheriff's Office was awarded a Joining Forces grant in the amount of $10,000 to be used for equipment related to traffic enforcement. A non-budget expense in the amount of $9,988.75 will be used to purchase 20 brand new preliminary breath test or PBT devices to replace our old devices that are failing. The expense will be reimbursed in full in less than 30 days with the Joining Forces grant. The new PBTs will assist deputies in determining low-level breath alcohol content, the presence of alcohol in DUI investigations, the school resource officer with minors and consumption of alcohol, and detention deputies when releasing an arrestee for an alcohol-related offense. This is a valuable tool used frequently in the course of our duties. Thank you for your time and consideration. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. I was going to say, if this wasn't grant funded, maybe we could make a deal if you had a bunch of old shotguns lying around or something and do a little trade, but appreciate your work on this.
Yeah, thank you very much. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the non-budgeted expense in the amount of $9,988.75 to purchase new preliminary breath tests or PBT devices for the Sheriff's Office, patrol deputies, and the detention facility. This expense should have no effect on the budget, as the funds are to be reimbursed to the Sheriff's Office by the Joining Forces grant program. A fiscal year 2024 and or 2025 budget adjustment will be made to correct a possible current year budget overage if the reimbursement is not received in the fiscal year.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Deputy Ranson.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. All right. On to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of approval of task order number 65 to the Story County Dowell Master Services Agreement causing reimbursement related to Story County Master Plan Update Assistance. Dowell will be reimbursed for time and materials related to assisting county staff with the Story County Master Plan Update, not to exceed $65,000, for the remaining fiscal year 23-24. Assistance with the master plan update is already part of the planning department budget for fiscal year 23-24. Kathy.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Kathy Canfield for the record. So this is just requesting approval for this task order. So we'll have some assistance with updating our master plan. I've gone through the master plan itself and identified different areas that I think I could use some assistance on. And then we'll be reviewing the work that they're doing for that. So this was already anticipated in our budget that was approved for last year for this fiscal year. And so we're just requesting them to get on board and get ready.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy?
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Task Order 65 to the Story County Dell Master Service Agreement, causing reimbursement related to Story County Master Plan Update Assistance not to exceed $65,000 for the fiscal year 23-24 as identified in the Planning Department fiscal year 23-24 budget.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
On to item number 18. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to direct county staff to begin capital improvement projects, which are currently scheduled in the Story County Capital Improvement Plan for fiscal year 25, now in fiscal year 24. Honey.
Honey Coughlin for the record. A couple of things have changed in my staff summary that I did submit. Actually, one thing changed, and it's the amount that these projects are estimated to total. So two of my large grant projects for this fiscal year didn't progress as quickly as we anticipated. So there is roughly $4,400,000 in FY24's capital fund budget. So there are several projects that are in the CIP that are scheduled for FY25 that can be accomplished now. And the proposed project's total cost for this is $3,226,000. And I've been working with Comptroller McCain, Public Works Director Wierzbicki, and County Manager Osborne, and they all agree that these projects, if the board approves, are able to move forward at this time. And so I'm not sure how the CIP actually uploaded into OnBase. I got a quick glimpse at it, and it might not have uploaded properly with the tabs at the bottom. The normal CIP has the main page with all the projects and the amounts and things like that. And then I have tabs at the bottom for each fiscal year that kind of break it down in more detail. That just describes kind of the project narratives in a little more description. But I've also added a few projects to the list that weren't in the CIP that I submitted for this agenda item. And I'd like to go through these line by line a little bit and give some explanation as to which projects could be done in their entirety and which projects may just be done at portion before June 30th. So the first project is the Justice Court parking, phase 2 of 2. The Justice Court parking lot, phase 1, is underway at this moment. That is the gravel and widening and things like that. So this phase 2 of the parking lot is to pave it and then paint like the parking on it and things like that. That's estimated to cost $150,000. And then we have 3 generators that need to be purchased, one for the community development office, one for the Justice Court and IT Center, and one for the Gold Hill Sewer. And each of those for purchase and install, the estimate is $100,000. So those in total would be $300,000. Public Works needs an equipment fence down in Mark Twain to be able to store their equipment safely. I've spoken with Director Wierzbicki and Jeff Holman, and they have some ideas about that. And At this moment, the estimate for what they've been looking into is $50,000. So the Mark Twain Community Center, there had been discussions in the past with what we were going to do with that and the fire district. The Mark Twain Community Center is going to remain with Story County, and in order to upgrade it, there are some things that need done. The electrical work needs to be done, there's roofing that needs to be done, and then some modifications for the food pantry area and things like that. That total project cost is estimated around $500,000. And so for this line item, we only want to go with the planning and design phase in FY24. So we're estimating that to be $100,000. Community development parking, bollards and bumpers need to be added for safety for that office, and also ADA breezeway entrance. These two projects are estimated to cost $150,000. There was a resident request to have the Highland a swing set added back to the Highlands Park. There is actually money in the Highlands Park fund for this project, and that's estimated to cost $12,000. The Virginia Highlands Community Center. Now that Station 72 is nearly complete, the retrofitting of the current Fire Station 72 over to a community center, the total project cost is estimated to be $450,000. And we want to start now in FY24 with the design, and we're estimating that to be $45,000. For the McCarran Complex sign, that is for our Story County Government Complex, where we changed the lettering on the front side of the building to say Story County Complex. At the time, we did not note that the backside needed to be done as well. So the cost for the front side was $5,000, and we assume that not much has changed in the months that we have done that. So we are estimating that changing the backside lettering to Story County Complex will also cost $5,000. We need to add lights to the courthouse parking lot over here for security and safety. It is really pitch black in the wintertime, leaving the courthouse on the side. And at the moment, it is estimated to cost $140,000. The Justice Court needs a flagpole. And with the installation of the flagpole, which will involve cement and lighting and things like that, that is estimated to be $15,000. So the Story County Complex, the restroom down there is one stall currently, and it kind of looks like a shop, like a shop bathroom, for lack of a better word. There's a shower and things and there. We would like to retrofit that current stall into two appropriate stalls so that when visitors come that meet with Laura Mather and different people there, that we could have proper restrooms. And so the total project cost is estimated to be $250,000 for this phase in FY24. We are asking for $25,000 to come up with a design that will go in the footprint where the existing single bathroom is at this moment. The Piper's Opera House sign up top needs to be redone. And in working with the same person who is doing our other signs at TRI, we are estimating that cost to be $5,000. The emergency manager's office needs electrical and HVAC upgrades, and that is estimated at $35,000. The sheriff's office needs would like a Connex box that's going to be retrofitted for evidence storage. So with the purchase of the box, the gravel, and then all that's going to need to go into it for proper ventilation and things like that, that is $10,000. For the security key fobs for the different entrances of our buildings, and speaking with James Dean, in order to do the entirety of the TRI Story County Complex, that will be about $100,000. And then to do the VC Public Works building up here, that's estimated at $50,000. The courthouse window security film coverage, that is a project that we began in 2021. We have a current estimate of $30,000, and they are able to begin as soon as they are given approval for that. That has been in the CIP for a while, but didn't make it to the budget last year, or this current fiscal FY24. In order to hook Mark Twain Community Center up to our network, I spoke with James Dean, and that is estimated to cost $75,000. Hooking us up to the network is important for several reasons, but Stacy York and her team will also have offices down there, and they will need access. If you move down a little farther into the road section, we would like to install traffic calming devices on I and L Street. In speaking with Public Works, at the moment, we feel like speed bumps would work to help slow the traffic in that area, and that would be roughly $10,000. Also, the Fairgrounds Road railroad crossing signal on F Street needs to be realigned, and we're not sure exactly at this moment what that can take, if we just need to change the structure of the road or widen it. But the estimate for that project is $400,000. And then there's a traffic signal that is needed at Milan and Electric Avenue. And we would just like to accomplish the design portion. This is one that is not listed in the CIP that I uploaded. The design portion of this is estimated to cost $150,000. For our water filters, we need to replace, for our water tanks, we need to replace the water filter media, and that is estimated to cost $75,000. And then for our water treatment center, the Public Works would like to replace the open bodies of water with a tank, and that is $700,000. And then also the Silver City water main, that water main continues to have ongoing ruptures and leaks quite frequently. And the total of that project is estimated to be $2.6 million. We are again asking for just the design, like PAR and ER portion of this, at $264,000. And then the 5 Mile Reservoir security cameras are estimated at $80,000. So one more, a countywide facility study. And that is to evaluate our current facilities and the current needs that we have as we continue to grow for the entirety of the county. And that plan is estimated to be $250,000. So all told, the projects that I just listed out are $3,226,000.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Honey?
I have no questions or comments. Thank you, Honey.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment?
This is Jennifer. Can I say something?
Sure.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. I just want to comment that we will possibly need to loan the money for the water projects to the water department, which will take a little bit of review from legal and possibly be bringing back to you some loan agreement papers. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Sorry, if I can ask, Comptroller McCain, I noticed that some of the water projects looked like they were going to be able to, water-adjacent projects looked like we could attribute them to either infrastructure or capital. Is that the case? Are those fund markings correct?
The money that Honey is talking about that's available isn't in the capital projects fund. Some of these projects have been earmarked to use infrastructure money, but if it's determined upon further investigation that we need to use capital projects fund, it might be recommendation to loan the water department the funds to complete these projects at a low or no interest loan.
Understood. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right.
To entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to undertake the proposed projects, which were previously scheduled in the capital improvement plan for fiscal year 25, to include the projects that were discussed on the record in the fiscal year 24 as the capital fund budget allows.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. On to item number 19. And then we're going to go back to item number 9 because we never did board comment. Item number 19 is discussion for possible action, update discussion and provide direction to county staff, lobbyists and board legislative representatives regarding Story County's position on partial and total tax abatement programs of Senate Bill 1, which was in 2014, and the Governor's Office of Economic Development in relation to the discussions about regional development authorities, economic development incentives, and other state programs scheduled for discussion at the February 28th, 2024 Nevada Legislative Interim Standing Committee on Revenue.
This is an item, Mr. Chairman, proposed by Commissioner Mitchell. So I'm happy to defer to him. And then also our lobbyist team is online as well with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to give a bit of context if you'd like.
Please.
Thank you. So as you're, I'm sure, aware, it feels like more and more of the actual work of the legislature is moving outside of the legislative session and into these interim committees. And so I noticed that on the upcoming interim revenue committee agenda, this is one of their first of the interim, and the kind of the major agenda items were presentations by the Governor's Office of Economic Development and the regional development authorities to talk about the incentive programs and the work that they were doing and how they were doing to kind of bring that committee up to speed. And so it felt like a an appropriate time for us to either directly or through our lobbyists maybe make public comment to just offer that that if the committee would prefer would appreciate a local perspective, being basically the only local jurisdiction that's dealt with some of these programs, that we'd be happy to prepare that for a future meeting. And if there are things that we feel are important to take a look at, if in subsequent meetings they may be looking at, these are just informational presentations, but typically that would be the preparation for them to then look at, do they want to make changes or something like that, that we would be prepared to engage in that, so that if there are particular items that are important to us, shortcomings or adjustments for not for what's already in place, but for future abatements and other programs that we're involved and engaged and have a seat at that table to share our perspective and our needs. And so basically this item was just to direct either staff or lobbyists, if we felt it was appropriate we already were planning to be present at that meeting, but maybe to make some sort of a public comment to offer to be involved in a future meeting and in any discussions about changes they might consider to any of these programs.
Thank you. You going to pick up the slack on anything or no?
I'm happy to answer any questions or take any direction, as well as our lobbyist team. I think Commissioner Mitchell said it well, what his intention is in this.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I believe it would be prudent to be involved, and I certainly support this initiative.
All right. So do I. Appreciate Vice Chairman bringing that up.
So then if it's appropriate, what I might ask for is just direction to have both staff and our elected officials that are on the legislative side to coordinate with our lobbyists on an appropriate way to participate in that meeting within kind of the direction that we've talked about here, if that's all right.
Okay. And that's outside of during their regular meetings. We're also going to bring this back to the board and come up with a game plan.
So what's happening is this, there's a meeting on the 28th of this interim committee.
Right.
It's not to consider taking any action. They're just receiving reports. Mm-hmm. And so I would not anticipate us talking about any particular action, but just to kind of be present and offer to the express an interest to be involved in future conversations. If that does proceed to a place where some action was going to be considered by this committee, then I imagine it could come back to the board for us to consider that. At this point, it's just authorizing our lobbyists, or our staff, to come up with an appropriate, maybe a public comment to offer to be involved in the future for this meeting on the 28th.
All right, fair enough.
And Commissioner and Chairman Carmona, Austin Osborne for the record. So, you know, looking at these actions that I've had in the past with regard to the board giving direction to us on taking, making comments or taking a position in the legislature, I probably just only ask, you know, what specifically would this board like us to talk about, whether it is an SB1 abatement or whether it has to do with actions that have happened in past sessions with the state or other entities trying to take our money from us, noting that we still have some pending issues at large, or whether, you know, the board has any particular things that they would like to comment on these. It appears from the agenda, and I could be wrong, and I welcome our lobbyist team to weigh in on this, that there may only be opportunity for public comment at the beginning or the end of the meeting, not actually on the agenda item. I could be wrong on that. I'm just going from what I see on the agenda as well as past practice. But there are folks on with us here that spend a tremendous amount of time in the legislature and might know better.
All right. Is there any public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hugh Gallagher for the record. I was kind of taken back last Saturday when I heard from our congressional district, Congressman Avenday and former Senator Selmayr, saying that it was not appropriate for the state to be doing this, trying to be the money grab and whatever. That being said, they're going to try. And I just urge all Austin and his staff understand this, and the lobbyists, you know, once they get a foothold, it's going to be tough to get them out of there. So whatever we can do to nip this in the bud in the beginning, I think is probably the best course to run. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Alex, you look awfully different today. Did you have something for us?
Hello, Will Adler for the record, not Alex Tanchik, but principal for Silver State Government Relations. I would just say a nice introductory way to do this is a formal written comment to the committee and offering some background, some perspective from Story County's point of view, and directed to the committee chairman, woman, I believe, on this one. And then, you know, see where it goes from there. But it's something we'd be glad to compose for you guys. But it is a good point of engagement and a place where your voice would be welcome, I'm pretty sure.
Thank you for that, Will. Is there any other public comment? Vice Chairman, is there anything else you want to add?
I think maybe if there are just a couple of key areas that we can instruct staff and lobbyists to work on to include in this. And the first one would be to express our willingness to share a local perspective. And kind of our experience so far. Second, make it known that there are some oversights or areas we'd like to see addressed. And specifically, I'm thinking about things like the fact that fire districts and schools have no seat at the table when negotiating general services agreements and these kind of things. So something that should be at least considered if there is a future look at how these programs run. And then possibly a third being expressing concerns about some of the previous attempts to reroute where the post-abatement dollars go. And maybe those are kind of three areas that in a written comment we could include. And then if it's appropriate to maybe have a short summary or reference to it with a verbal public comment at the beginning of the meeting.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, is there anything else you want to add?
I have no further comments. Thank you.
All right. So neither do I. Are you prepared to?
Yeah, I'm happy to make a motion. If it's all right, I'll just reference the conversation that we've had here on the record and use that as the guidance.
Looks for me.
Is that sufficiently clear, Austin?
I think that'll be fine.
Okay,
thank you.
Oh man, just tap my screen and then skip to a different part of the agenda. Excuse me for the delay. Give me just a second.
Beautiful.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and board legislative representatives regarding Story County's position on partial and total tax abatement programs of Senate Bill 1 and the Governor's Office of Economic Development in relation to discussions about regional development authorities, economic development incentives, and other state programs scheduled for discussion at the February 28, 2024 Nevada Legislative Interim Standing Committee on Revenue. I further move to instruct these individuals to prepare written comment covering the areas discussed on the record, and if appropriate, make verbal comment at the beginning of the meeting.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clay, just for the record, can you reemphasize those 3 points you made that you think we should address?
Sure. The three areas to be addressed are to first express a willingness to share our local perspective on these programs and experiences we've had. Second, to make it known that there are some oversights or areas that we'd like to see addressed in the current abatement scheme, if you will. And third, to express our concerns about previous attempts to reroute or change the way that post-abatement dollars are distributed.
Make sure we get that.
Thank you.
All right. Back on to item number 9 is board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us this week, sir?
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Just briefly, I did spend a few days in Washington, D.C. for the NACO conference. It was productive. Staff had some great meetings with congressional staffers about appropriations and projects that we're working on. And we had some good conversations and meetings to explore some of the solutions of the regional issues that we're facing. As mentioned, we did host a dinner and it was really nice. We were able to bring together, it just happened to be all Northern Nevada folks. There was something going on in the South that weekend. I don't remember exactly what it was, some sort of sports ball game, but that kept a lot of the Southern Nevada folks at home. Those of us who did meet, it was a really nice, kind of a casual way for us to connect with Washoe County and with Lyon and Douglas and some of the surrounding areas, and for them to connect with each other. We tend to kind of bridge that gap. I jokingly say we're a suburban county. We're not really rural. We're not urban. We kind of live in between the two. But there was some excellent, and then an opportunity for us to just offer the lessons that we've learned and the expertise that our staff has acquired through working through a lot of these opportunities that have arisen. And I had recently a Lyon County Commissioner reached out and asked me to summarize some of those things so that he could present them to the rest of his commission in anticipation of big things coming to their county. So anyway, overall a successful trip and a good opportunity to talk about both economic development issues, but also how to address impacts.
Thank you. Appreciate you and Laura going out there and, basically representing Story County. So I know it's not easy being away from home sometimes, but thank you.
Yep.
For those that were here for the special meeting last week, you'll know that I had mentioned that Barbara Bowers had passed away. I am going to mention her again this week. In addition to Barbara passing, we also lost a longtime Story County resident, Jeannie Tucker. So I'm just going to ask for a moment of silence for both those and anybody else who has passed away that we did not mention today. Thank you, everybody. That brings us to item number 20 on today's agenda, which is discussion of possible action. It's consideration of possible approval of business license second readings A through M. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
No comments. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 20 listed as A through M.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Item number 21 is the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Is there any public comment today? Yeah, come on up.
Chairman, commissioners, county manager, for the record, Chris Riley, Tesla. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for the work together with the county and the county leadership across all of our areas here, the district attorney's office, everyone who's been involved, the sheriff, the fire district. This means a lot to Tesla's ability to continue to grow. And it's a bit surreal to think about 2014, Tesla is making 20,000 cars a year and set what many thought was an impossible goal to build 500,000 vehicles a year just 6 years later. We built 499,650 6 years later with an 8 week shutdown. But really, the continued growth and the Gigafactory and walking around and seeing 7,000 employees on our side, 4,000 on the Panasonic side, and to see other companies who are here and growing in the region, started by alumni at Tesla, it's an incredible milestone. And I just wanted to say thank you all for the work together on this. This was an absolutely complex series of agreements. We've been fortunate to be able to invest $6.5 billion into the region across Tesla and Panasonic because of this work. We want to do it again and build one of the largest semi-truck factories and future cell manufacturing. And, this is going to be a very special campus to all of Tesla. I wanted to say thank you all for your leadership, for making this possible. Happy to answer any questions as well.
Thank you, Chris. Commissioner Gilman, you got any questions or comments for Chris?
I have no questions, but a comment that they have been equally wonderful to work with. They've been a corporate citizen par excellence, and we've enjoyed every step of the way since 2014. And thank you for the continued success and visions, and where you're taking us into the next years. We appreciate your corporate strategy and certainly being associated with folks from Tesla. Thank you.
Vice Chairman, anything?
Yeah, not much, but I just want to say thank you as well on your side. I know, this semi-factory was a done deal in Texas, and yeah. It was pretty much done. And I know that it was thanks in large part to you and your team fighting for it coming here. And I think that's going to mean a lot to the region. And so we appreciate that vote of confidence, and we're happy to be part of it. So thank you.
Indeed. I don't think I could say it any better than my fellow commissioners. So thank you. Glad to see this thing wrapped up. We can get back to maybe working 6 days a week instead of seven.
Yes, sir.
But thank you. Appreciate you and your team making the trip up.
And we know there's more work to be done, and we're going to continue those conversations and continue working together.
Indeed. Let us just take one weekend off.
Mine, Austin Osborne, for the record. I just want to add in all this and the formality of going through the stuff earlier. You really can't really say, but I really appreciate working with you, Chris, and your team. You demonstrated nothing but professionalism through all of this. It's been a very difficult process for both sides. I know we both share things that we had to get through on this. So thank you very much, and look forward to working with you in the next steps. Thank
you. All right. Thank you, everybody. With that, any parting words? Good. All right. We're on to item number 22, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:47. This meeting is adjourned.